News, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Most peanut farmers don't get a national day of mourning in their honor. That's because most don't become presidents like Jimmy Carter did. President Biden says the country will honor its 39th president with a state funeral and more January 9th.
I think that what Jimmy Carter is an example of, it's just simple decency.
Carter died yesterday after nearly 2 years in hospice care. At age 100, he was America's oldest living president. Here's correspondent Skylar Henry.
James Earl Carter Jr. was born in 1924 in the small town of Plains, Georgia. The son of a peanut farmer attended the U.S. Naval Academy to study nuclear science. While in the Navy, he met Rosalind Smith. The two married and had four children. Rosalind was by her husband's side when he decided to enter politics. After serving two terms in the Georgia State Senate, he ran for governor and won. When Carter joined the race for the White House, confidence in the government was low.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Americans were still angry about the Watergate scandal, and Carter made honesty a centerpiece of his campaign.
Retired CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer covered Carter as governor of Georgia and then as president.
Jimmy Carter has often been described as the best ex-president in U.S. history. His work for Habitat for Humanity and efforts to fight the deadly guinea worm disease in third world countries earned him universal praise.
Relief and rescue workers are scattered throughout the South day after a series of tornadoes. Terry Hackle is with On Point Rescue in Splendora, Texas, north of Houston.
This is bad, but people will recover. This community is tight, so we're seeing that a lot. These are most of the people that are out. They're not getting paid to be here. This is volunteers. Our entire team is volunteers.
Recovery teams are still at the site of the South Korean plane crash that killed 179 people. BBC's Wingfield Hayes.
They are still looking, we understand, for human remains out here as well that will be identified by DNA. So this is a very painstaking process now because there are far, far more questions than answers here about what exactly happened.
Theater fans knew her from Broadway. The rest of the country got to know actress Linda Lavin as TV's Alice on CBS during the 70s and 80s.
How would you like to be Tommy's mother?
His mother?
Father, whatever. The point is, if you think that you can raise him and he's willing, take him. He's yours.
Alice and Linda Lavin became role models for working single moms. Lavin's agent says she died Sunday from complications due to lung cancer. Linda Lavin was 87. S&P futures are down 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Boys I ever had. We're together for a special three-hour tour of the After Hours. If you're just joining us, you joined at the right time. Two in a row, a Max Inc. radio double dip of the Jimmys. And if you follow along with us, then you know that they are living their virtual best life as the Jimmys get out of the snow and tour around down south. They're back north at the West Bend Theater on 110 and then back to home base on 2-6 in New Glarus, or catch them with Pan Chromatic Steel on 214. The official Jimmy tracker in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, that's powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's play some Panchromatic Steel now on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge. Speaking, justification for believing something is a higher knowledge realm is what the world is saying.
Thank you.
playing Chromatic Steel with The Red Door and the Jimmys live on 214 at the High Noon Saloon. If you like that, you're going to love the Magic Conch. This is the Fig Newton on Max Inc. Radio.
fork in the road just disappears in a synchronization of our fears. But we ain't scared anymore. We ain't scared anymore. And they do it again, they rest assured, justifying the torture we endure. But you can leave it at the door.
What do you got to lose? alright. I'm stronger than I was. What do I got to lose now? The fear is punchline. I'm setting up to kill. So what do I got to lose? What do I got to lose? What do I got to lose? Yeah, what do I got to lose? Here we gotta find a compromise. Why are you begging on me? It's time that we enjoy this life before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
Great block of local Wisconsin goodness. We heard from Beth Keeley, who you can see raising funds on 118 for Girls Rock Camp with a show featuring gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Red Rooster. And then we heard some Brett Newsky. Who? The Newsky, who has the good sense to pack up his guitar and head to Florida until the snow and coldness has gone away. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're listening on the Civic Media radio app. If so, you're lucky, and you can catch all the local stuff in the southern lands, too. Bing Bong is going to take us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
I told you twice, don't be so mean when I want you to be nice. Well, I told you once, I told you twice, don't be so mean when I want you to be nice. Well, I told you once, I told you twice, don't be so mean when I want you to be nice. Well, I told you once, I told you twice, don't be so mean when I want you to be nice. But don't shake. Thank you.
Welcome back to the last half hour of this very special extended after-hour show. We brought you back with the Shake 'Em Up and the Heavy Looks. You can see them on the 3rd of January at the Burr Oak. We also played Work. We hope you were able to catch their holidays work party at the Burr Oak on Friday. If not, don't panic yourself. Pack a lunch. Get up to Duluth. You can see the show again at the Bent Paddle or on the 31st at the Blue Duck in Rochester. Leaving town for the funk is totally out of the question. Well, we've got you covered right here in the after hours. The annual Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening on 111. Mama Dig Down's brass band will be there and a whole bunch of other acts. And we'll connect you because we're cool like that. We have all the details out there on maxincradio.com.
got CDs. Maggie, how's that CD? You like this? Maggie says it's awesome. It's got her seal of approval. Talk to us on the break. Here's an early on our Among Thieves song. Jurassic Era. Commando and Rondo.
Silence again. His father is hungry. His mother is jealous. Now how can he listen? His ears are too thin. Ah! one hand on the future, one on the past, and nothing in between. One hand is hungry, the other is frightened. The rest of the picture remains to be seen.
Those were the drummy sounds of Joey B. Banks, who for sure will be at the annual Wisconsin Funk Fest on 1/11. I'm going to leave you now with some Brian Drewer. Why? Fingers crossed, we'll get to see him this upcoming year in 2025, probably around the summertime. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King. America remembers its 39th president.
Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds.
President Biden paying tribute to Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at age 100. Historians have often said that Carter was a better ex-president than president. He was asked about that by China Central Television in 2014.
In my opinion, I did the best I could when I was president. I'll let history judge the result of what I did.
CBS's Skylar Henry.
In 1976, Carter beat Republican incumbent Gerald Ford to become the nation's 39th president.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear.
Carter set out to reorganize the executive branch, creating the Department of Energy and the Department of Education. He also dove into foreign policy issues, leading to perhaps the greatest achievement of his presidency, the Camp David Accords that resulted in peace between Egypt and Israel.
But Carter was voted out after one term.